As ever, it's always nice to hear the chatter and the connection. And at the end of the service, we're going to have teas and coffees and biscuits as normal. So please do hang around and say hi to one or two people. That'll be wonderful. So I'm going to invite Paul, who is going to come up and share with us this morning. And we look forward to hearing Paul today. But I'm going to pray for him and hand straight over. Bless you, Paul. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're just so blessed by your word, your written word. And Lord, we know that we would be lost without it, Lord. And what you bring to us, how you speak to us, how you reveal yourself, how you minister to us, Lord, and also how you challenge us. And Lord, we pray for Paul this morning as he shares your word. We ask that this will be a great blessing to him. And we'd have a sense of what you're saying to us as well, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, family. How are we doing? Good. just want to thank Pastor Phil and the leadership for the opportunity to share. It's always been an opportunity and honor to share the Word of God with God's people. Hallelujah. I will put my Bible here. Right. So the title of... Is this what am I? Thank you, sir. Oh, gosh. He's so kind. Thank you, sir. The title of the message is A Home of Many Colors. And the subtitle, The Ultimate Design. A Home of Many Colors. The Ultimate Design. Hallelujah. Property developers are able to sell you your desired home before the home is actually built. And they do this by really engaging with your imagination. They create a very fancy brochure. And sometimes they actually make kind of smaller unit that you can go in there, look at it, assess it. And if it matches your taste, then you scoff out the money. they are able to really engage you. And these brochures, normally, they detail the layout of the floor plan, the size of the rooms, paint colors of each room, the lighting fixtures, bathroom insulation, kitchen fittings, fitted kitchens, quality of the building materials, the infrastructure that you would be having. And they go even further to sell you the amenities. And so they do all these very detailed to convince you that, indeed, this is your home. From this point, you can even amend some of the elements to your own taste. Should you not desire the sort of kitchen that comes as a default. So you can change it depending on your pocket, of course. Now, if a man could bring you into the future, could sell you your home, luxurious home, before it is even built, then church, I've got a news for us. our God does even better. He does even better. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. He's saying, I am God. I am able to bring you to your expected, your desired end from when I even started with you, declaring the end from the beginning. And so, church, I've got a news for us. Before Encounter Church was established, God knew that you and I, we will be here at this very point. And so, your presence here is not by accident. It has been pre-designed by our God. And so, for that matter, I feel very privileged to be part of this family. I don't know about you, but I hope you are too. We're going to do a short exercise before I proceed with my message. If you look on your left or on your right, there are lots of flags on the walls. Please do that for me. Have a look. And this is what we're going to do. With all due respect, help me do this. If you can identify the flag of your country, then please be on your feet. Please. Why? We don't have Nigerians here? Oh, we do. We do have the flag, yeah? Ethiopia, please take your time and just observe carefully. Make sure that you identify the country that you're from. Brother, sorry to ask, which country are you from originally? Very good. So we have Jamaican, we've got British. So with all due respect, would you be on your feet? Hello, sister. What about you? Singapore. Have you seen your flag? You have not. Do we have Singapore flag here? All right, then. So please be on your feet because you've mentioned you're from Singapore. Hello, sister. Which country are you from? Kenya. Didn't you see Kenyan on there? There is no... Oh, no. Well, Pastor, please. Be on your feet, please. Brother, which country are you from? And it's not on there. Oh, shame. Please be on your feet. Hello, family. Which country? Hong Kong. We don't have Hong Kong. Of course we should. Please be on your feet then. Pastor Phil! Sister, which country are you from? Uganda. Oh, lovely. Please be on your feet then. So you see, there is a saying. A picture speaks thousands of words. We are almost, I mean, almost every country on this planet is represented here. With all due respect, please be on your feet. Thank you very much. But yeah, Pastor Phil will sort you out, the omissions. And so at this point, I just want to just cast my mind back to an account that happened in Matthew chapter 16. Here, Jesus Christ took his disciples to a place, Caesarea Philippi. It's a place that is full of idolatry. And over there, Jesus Christ asked the disciples a question. Who do men say that I am? Is my mic on? Good. Who do men say that I am? Various answers came forth. But Peter, Apostle Peter, was able to tap into the mind of God, into the spirit realm, to know the identity of Jesus. And he responded by saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, that is not what I'm going to stand on. But it goes further. And Jesus Christ said to Peter, "You are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church." Now, I just want us to focus on the operative words that Jesus used. My church. It says, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot or shall not prevail against the church." His church. And so I find Jesus Christ to be a property developer. If he's saying he will build his church, how is he going to build it? How? What sort of material is he going to use? What color of rooms is there going to be? How is Jesus going to build his church? And thanks be to God, he gave us the brochure that will tell us the detail of his church. Unless we open that brochure and we read what Jesus Christ has stipulated or stated in the brochure, we would never know how Jesus is going to build his church. And if man was able to present us with a very convincing brochure for us to pay for a property that is not already built, come on, of course, Jesus Christ being God could do better. And that is the brochure. The word of God. And so how Jesus Christ is going to build his church, is all identified in this brochure, the Bible. So we're going to look at how he's going to build his church. Number one, he's going to build his church as a home of many colors. A home of many colors. For he said, through Apostle Paul to the Galatians church, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs, as according to the promise. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. In other words, page number 326 in the brochure. For you are all sons. Irrespective of where you come from, my brother, my sister, you are being built. Jesus is building us, and he is building the church with not just two colors, not three colors, multi-color. Hallelujah. As we stood, that was the picture. Irrespective of where you come from, you haven't got choice. I haven't got a choice. I belong with you. You belong with me. Hallelujah. How is Jesus building his church? He's building his church as a family of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. What a great privilege. He is building his church as a family of God. Let me ask this question. Who was able to influence, who among us was able to influence their parents, the sort of siblings they got? Is there anybody here? I have my mom and my father, between my mom and father, had 11 children. Yes. three passed away now, and we are 8 in total left. Couple of last month, January, couple of months back, I had the opportunity to visit home, Ghana. And I have been in the UK, it's getting to 30 years now. The distance between when we were children at home did not shatter the relationship and the bond I had with my siblings. So, despite the fact that we have been separated, scattered all over the place, it never erased the fact that my brother is my sibling. My sister is my sibling. The moment we met, it was like fire. ignited. And I felt I have a duty to love him. I have a duty to care for him. Vice versa. We cannot determine, we cannot influence the sort of people God brings into the family. Our divine responsibility is to love and to make our brothers feel welcome. There is a very famous novelist in America, Maya Angelou. She said, people will forget what you did. People will forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And as someone coming from customer service background, I adapted this earlier on in my career. And I said this to the glory of God. Even when I was going through tough times, at a point I was awarded the best customer service personnel. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But trust me, my dear sister, my dear brother, they will never forget how you made them feel. How is Jesus building his church? I looked again in the brochure and I found out that he is building his church as a home where all are welcome. All are welcome. He came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But to them that received him, believed in his name, to them he gave them right to become children of God. Not born of flesh or the will of man, but of God. You are welcome, sister. And I am welcome. And with all honesty, I sense that spirit in this church. And it's a privilege for me to be part of this church. That's the honest truth. And I pray that you too, you will find a home here in this church. But even if you don't find a home here, I tell you what, you've got no choice. I'm your brother. So deal with it. I'm your brother, and you are my sister. You are my brother. I looked in the brochure, and I find something in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, not to some, to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is how Jesus is building his church. He's building it as a home where everyone is welcome. I went further and I looked in the brochure. How is Jesus building his church? He is building his church. I found that Jesus Christ is building his church as a home of true unity. A home of true unity. Sorry. a home of true unity. And then I looked, I flipped the brochure. I found this being confirmed in the brochure. For I say, through grace given to me, this is Paul, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are what? One body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. In ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence. A home of true unity. And if one member suffers, this is, I flip to the next page, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. And if one member suffers, guess what? All members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. I flipped again, wanted to find out, wanted to be really, really convinced by how Jesus is building his church. And I found in one of the pages, a home of love. He's building his church as a home of love. You ought to feel loved. I ought to feel loved when we come together as a family. A new commandment I give to you, John. Jesus speaking here, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples. In other words, you are my children. If you have love for one another, this is the evidence that we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. A home of love. Jesus is building his church. And then finally, how is Jesus building his church? Another point. I flipped and I noticed that Jesus Christ is building his church as a home of discipline and truth. In Jesus' church, I cannot come and impose how I want to live my life, because how I want to live my life, it has been predetermined in the brochure. I cannot say I feel like doing this. Neither can you. No matter the culture you come from, you and I have to submit to the brochure, because we cannot build outside the ultimate design. I cannot. It is about time the church stand on our ground and stop flipping between the church ought to develop a backbone and say it just as it is. If it's wrong, it is wrong. So long as the brochure is saying that this is wrong, it is wrong. There's no two ways about it. He is building his church as a home of discipline and truth. You are not of yourself. You were bought with a price, and therefore glorify God in your body. And this is what I found in the brochure. But if I am delayed, Paul trying to lay some principles, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of what? Truth. This is how Jesus is building his church, a home of discipline and truth. After flipping through the brochure, I wanted to have the grand, the ultimate design. And guess what? I found it. I found the ultimate design. In the last part of the brochure, Revelations. Chapter 7, 9 to 12. After these things, I looked, John, when he encountered, he had the revelation of Jesus. I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." That's, I found the ultimate design in the brochure. We might as well rehearse getting used to each other, because in the end, hey, you can't get rid of me. You and I, we are going to stand before the throne room. And that picture actually encouraged the angels. All nations, tongues, tribes, peoples, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and we had palm branches in our hands, and we were crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God." Now look at that operative, our God. Our God. Our God. A home of many colors. The ultimate design is the church that Jesus Christ told Peter, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church." Word of caution, if the church is not built accordingly, then the gates of hell will prevail. He warned Moses. He said, make sure that you build according to the pattern that was revealed to you on the mountain. The church is no one's. It's Christ. It ought to be built according to the brochure. Shall we be on our feet and pray? And I invite the band over. The band, I'm part of the band. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We bless you. We thank you for the privilege. Had it not been you, Jesus Christ, I would not have been standing here, Lord. None of us. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your spirit that is moving in this church in particular. We bless you, Father. And Lord, we yield our hearts to you. We pray that, Lord, our hearts will be captivated by your truth that you have shared with us this morning. Transform our minds. If we did not have the true picture of the church, please, through these words, Lord, change us for the better. There is nowhere we can be. There is no life outside you, Jesus Christ. Build your church. Build your church. And Lord, we pray that the spirit of oneness will be strong in this church. Visit our homes. Holy Spirit, I bless you. I thank you. Thank you. The couples that are struggling in their home, in their marriage, please, Lord, you have revealed. And I ask that, Lord, let your peace prevail. Let your peace prevail. In Jesus' name, amen.